Where do you see the next generation of adjuvant trastuzumab trials heading, or adjuvant trials for patients with the HER2-positive tumors?
I think that where they should be going is really to focus on optimizing anti-HER2 therapy. There are new drugs that have come along that are also targeted against the HER2 protein. I'm sure you've had people talking about them in your series. I think there's still very important questions about the duration of trastuzumab treatment. Do we need a year? Do we need 2 years? Do we need 10 years? Do we need 6 months? Do we need 3 months? I think that those are all very critical issues. There is still a problem of trastuzumab resistance. This is a clinical phenomenon. The cancer does still recur in some women who get trastuzumab, and we need to understand which tumors those are and how better to go after them. And I think that the question of, is there an optimal chemotherapy regimen for HER2-positive disease getting trastuzumab, is one that sort of lends itself to what our cooperative groups have always asked, but is not all that interesting a question. Perhaps the BCIRG data will be illustrative in this regard, perhaps not. I think that one of the things that these data are really going to push us, as we've been alluding to, is to appreciate that there are several different clinical phenotypes of breast cancer. And we cannot simply accept the idea that all breast cancers need to be treated the same way. They are all very different tumors.